Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back to 7:34 after the hour. I'm the talk show host who can't tell time. Welcome back anyway. May the force be with you. I'm glad you're here on this Labor Day 2018. And I'm very excited to have Robert Dillon Schneider back on the show. Bob is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, founder and the chairman of the Dillon Schneider Group, author of a bunch of books, including Power and Influence, The Critical 14 Years of Professional Life, 50 Plus. I'm looking at Time for Heroes, on and on. I mean, the guy's written dozens of books, important books that have sold something under a million copies across the galaxy. And he's our good friend, Bob Dillon Schneider. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's thrilling to be on, and you've written better books than me.
I don't think so. Hey, Bob, it's good to have you back. So, Bob, let's reflect back on you and I are of the same generation. We came up as full products of the 20th century. I have memories of both of my parents being union. My mother and my father, we were a union household. What about your family? Right. What are your experiences with the labor in the 20th century?
Well, my dad ran a newspaper, and of course, he had to deal with seven unions, and they were tough. But it was important that unions were there in those days. They gave people the chance to rise up and make a little bit more money and have a little bit more pride in their work.
They had standards, didn't they? They were craftsmen, weren't they?
They were indeed, and I worked for a while with a guy named George Meany, who used to be involved in the AFL-CIO. These were guys that really wanted to move America forward, and frankly, they did. America is what it is today. One of the reasons is because of unions.
The middle class is because of unions, no question about it. You know, I think about, as you know, in my last book, I did some research for one of the episodes, and the guilds came out of a desire to rise above peasantry. And when more and more of the people were given rights, like in England, when they had the Magna Carta and the Henry II's reforms and the Magna Carta, bam, bam, within 100 years, or actually within 50 years, those rights accrued to the peasants. And if they could create a skill, if they could acquire a skill, they could become a guildsman and raise himself out of peasantry. And that was the birth of the middle class, which in America over time became guilds and then unions, and now we've got this great country.
It changed the world, and I think we're in the early moments of that happening again, Jim, because right now, as you know, 1% of the country has 90% of the wealth. And I think that's going to be.
What do you think about that? What's your attitude about that?
Well, I'm happy to hopefully start moving toward that 1%, but saying that, I think we ought to really get money to other people in this country, and I think that we could do that. It would be better. I look at people like the people at Facebook who made so much money out of, frankly, selling our data, and I feel really bad about that. But there are opportunities that are out there, and I think things will change, and hopefully everybody that wants a job today has a job.
About sticking to 20th century, the 20th century was almost an idyllic, Ozzie and Harriet kind of a century, Mayberry, RFD kind of a century, wasn't it? And it was because it was a time when there was more parity between corporate America and the workers, wasn't there?
Absolutely. That's exactly right. And the big automobile companies, the big consumer products companies, they all had unions. They were all better because of the unions. Did the unions go away? Were they pushed out? Did they try to get a little bit too much? Yep. Maybe. But we need parity today in the worst way.
Well, that's right. You know, I think about electrical workers local, IEEW, they call it. The people that I know who use electricians like calling on those guys out of the shop over there because that union has a training program. They know if they get a journeyman, they're going to get a qualified electrician. If they get a trainee, they're not going to have to pay for a journeyman. They're going to get pay the other scale, and they know what they're getting. It's like a franchise, isn't it?
Our hot water went out the other day. A union man came over and fixed it, and boy, was I glad he came.
Yeah.
So it made a big difference.
You know, that reminds me of the joke, Bob, of the attorney that had a plumber come out and fix his faucet, you know, or whatever, and he gave him a bill, and the attorney said, "Wow, this is a lot." He said, "This is more than I make per hour as an attorney." And the plumber said, "Yeah, it's more than I made when I was an attorney." Hold on to that thought. We come back. I'm going to get Bob. Folks, Bob is a global businessman, a global thinker. And we don't want to go too far without getting his global perspective. And we're going to talk about the 21st century concept of labor with our good friend Bob Dillersnyder after the break. 17 till. I'm Jim Blessinger. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.